what Jezebel say she gonna do. He done killed 850 prophets and he's killing one woman. One woman. Now he just not killed 850 prophets. Made fun of them. Where is your God? Can't he hear? Is he gone on vacation? Is he asleep? He don't even say nothing to Jezebel. He just gets his manner and start getting out of town. Lost focus on his purpose. He's having a pity party. And the Bible said, now he prays that he might die. Now, if he really wanted to die, why did he just stay in town? Because Jezebel was a woman of her word. He didn't have to leave just well if he really wanted to die. So you got to be careful how you pray when you are depressed. Because you may ask for something that you really don't want. You need to have a clear mind when you call upon the name of the Lord. He was depressed. He was discouraged. He was disappointed. He was disillusioned. And now he cries out, it's enough, kill me. God knew his heart. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. Listen, I'm no better than my fathers. Don't start looking at yourself and say, well, you know, I'm better than Brother Lavallee, you know, because I don't do this, I don't do that. No, the standard is not I, but the standard is God. And you know, and Elijah had a problem with this thing, but he was the only prophet left. Back in verse 18, in verse 22, back in chapter 18, verse 22 said, then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal prophets are 450 men. On over 19, he says it again, I'm alone. But God had him to know, I got thousands in the cave hiding out. You're not the only one. And you got to understand too, my daddy, you are not the only one in trouble. A lot of folks got trouble. But really, Elijah was just saying, help. Lord, I just can't take it no more. It's too much on me. No better than my fathers. He forgot what the old prophets had said. No weapon formed against me shall profit. He forgot. Do my prophet no harm. Oh, and sometimes we forgot. If the Lord is for me, oh, who can be against me? In other words, if the Lord is on my side, I don't care how big and bad you think you are. My God is bigger, better, and more bold. Oh, no. I'm in his hands. And if the devil can't get me out of his hands, how in the world are you going to get me out of his hands? But you need to know who you are and whose you are. You need to know I'm a child of God and my daddy going to take care of me. Didn't he promise that he would be a present help in the time of trouble? And old folks say he's a bridge over troubled water. He's a shelter in a time of a storm. He's a battle axe in a time of war. He's bread when I'm hungry. He's water when I'm thirsty. He's your shelter. Whenever something is going wrong. And let me tell you something. He lost focus on his purpose. He had a pity party. And then finally he lost focus on the presence of God. Back to what I said earlier. The same God that gave him strength to denounce idolatry is the same God that's with him now. Now, he leaves on his own power. He didn't sit there and wait and see what God had to say. That's what happens sometimes. We move before we hear from God. Or sometimes we don't take it to God until we're just about at the end of the end. Our back is against the wall and we're about to fall, and now we call. But if you would call on God when you don't have no trouble, well, you don't have a problem with calling him when you got trouble. He panicked. He lost focus on God. And he thought that he was by himself. And sometimes we feel like the Lord has left us. But you know what? He don't leave us. I leave him. You leave him. God is always present. The psalmist said, where can I flee from the presence of the Lord? In the heights he's there, in the depths he's there, even in hell God is present. He lost focus on the presence of God. Now, compares himself to his father. And then verse 5, he says, then as he laid and slept under the Jupiter tree, suddenly, you see it? God showed up. Now he thinks he's all by himself. Suddenly, an angel, which is a messenger of God, touched him and said to him, arise and eat. In other words, the same God that empowered him on Mount Carmel knew he needed some sleep and put him to sleep, and now he wakes him up and feeds him. Oh, Lord. He found out God is still present. Even in my pity party, God is still present. Even in my depression, God is still present. Even in my disappointment, God is still present. And he's there to provide for me and you whatever we need to get through. He needed food. Baked him a cake. He must have lacked water because, and gave him a jar of water because he told that woman of Sapphira, the widow, to bring him the cake and bring him some water also. He's thirsty. Yeah. Are you thirsty for God this morning? Yeah. He's hungry. Are you hungry for God this morning? At your lowest moment, the Lord will come to your rescue. Oh, he's an on-time God. When you think that you thought you needed him last week, you thought you needed him last month. You thought you needed him last year. But oh, when he showed up, you found out that you needed him more when he showed up than you thought you needed him yesterday. Earlier, he's wanting to die. Now we see him eating and he's drinking. He's eating and he's drinking. Two times the angel comes to him and wakes him up. Verse 7, tells him to eat because the journey is too great for you. Manali, this journey is too great for you to try to go it alone. It's too difficult for you and I to try to go alone. We need Jesus every step of the way. We need him to order our steps on a daily basis. Amen. Amen. It's too great, too difficult to try to live this life apart from Jesus, apart from his word, and apart from his will and his way. He rose. He ate. He drank. And he went in the strength of that food which God provided. And that's a symbol of God providing strength. Don't we say we can do through who? Huh? who strengthens us. That's where you get your strength from, my darling. As you learn to pray, that's where you get your strength. As you learn to read and meditate on God's word, that's where we get our strength from his word. Amen. You need to have a prayer and a word for every difficult you're going to face in life. You need to have a prayer and a word for every difficult you're going to face in life. Because you're going to have some downtime. And you need to know the Lord for yourself. All the pastor prayers are okay. Mama, daddy prayers are okay. Sister and brother prayers are okay. But it's better to pray to God yourself. Feeds him in his hour of despair. Elijah finds out that he's not by himself. No, no. He's not alone. And the Bible says that he's told to go on to the mountain of God. Yeah. Sinai. Mount Horai. And that is a 40 days and 40 night journey. Now he's been running already, church. He got 40 more days and 40 more nights to run a little bit more for the Lord. Every now and then, God needs to put you on a run to help run out some stuff that's in you. Every now and then, he has to put it on a run to run out that stuff that keeps us from seeing him. That's why you need to fast. Give up something. So you can dedicate yourself, devote yourself to the Lord. Spend some quiet time with the Lord. And he hides out in a cave. Elijah does. He hides out in a cave. And God comes and asks him a miraculous thing. What are you doing here, Elijah? What you doing here? Now, back it up now. Back it up. Now, he said he arose in verse 8, ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horai, the mountain of God, hid out in a cave, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Other words, he wasn't where he was supposed to be. And that will get you in trouble too, my darling. When I'm not well, the God has appointed me to be. And that's why you have a lot of trouble in the church, because people are in position that God have not put them in. They put themselves in them. Wow, what you doing here? And he said, I've been very, here you go again, zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, tore down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. Now he's lying now. How long is left? And they seek to take my life. Who did the killing of the prophets? Ain't that what it say? Huh? Ain't that what it say? Who killed the prophets? Huh? But who do he say killed them? Huh? And here you go again. I'm all alone. And they. Were the day sales after him? Huh? Huh? The she sale was after him. Jezebel was the one after him. The people wasn't after him. Jezebel the one put the contract out on him. But that's what happened when we are distorted and we are in despair and we are overworked in a state of disappointment. All we can see is our problem in ourselves and we can't see God. When I lose focus on my purpose and when I've had my pity party, feeling sorry for myself. I lose focus on the presence of God. And I lose confidence in myself and in God. But as soon as you refocus on God, He will strengthen you. And He went up on the mountainside. And the storm came and tore off part of the mountain. But the Lord wasn't present. The wind blew, but the Lord wasn't present. Finally, in a whisper, the Lord asked him one more time, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And gave him a new assignment. You got to understand that Elijah didn't realize that he was God's press secretary. President Barack has a press secretary. And that person comes and briefs the media every morning and tell them what the president told him to tell them. He can't tell them what he's saying, but he tells the people what the president told him to say. The prophets of old came about and told the people what thus says the Lord. Elijah was God's spokesperson, and he was not to speak or move until God commanded him to do so. He was not to listen to what the people say, but only what God says. If you notice, the press secretary don't mind and don't listen at what the media says. They'll ask him questions, but he'll say, at this time, I can't elaborate on that. Because the president done told him, don't talk about that issue. And so it is with Elijah. He wasn't worried about what Jezebel said, only what the Lord had told him. But I'm so glad that Jesus came down 42 generations. Jesus made a baby boy. Jesus, yeah, the stem of Jesse. Jesus, of God's only begotten son. Yeah, he went about doing good, fed the hungry, gave sight to the blind, made the lame walk and the dumb talk. That same Jesus went on up on Calvary Hill one Friday. There he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." But I come to mind to tell you, but before he got to Calvary, down there in, in the Mount of Olives, in the Garden of Gethsemane, it seemed like Jesus was saying, "Help, I just can't take it no more." For he prayed three times, "If it be possible, take this bitter cup from me, but nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." Luke's gospel said that he crawled down on the ground, and sweat fell from him like drops of blood, and the angel of the Lord came down and ministered to him. And I believe, humanly speaking, he was crying out, "Help, I just can't take it no more." On Calvary Hill, he cried out, my God, why have thou forsaken me?" I just believe in my heart that he was saying, "Help, Lord, I just can't take it no more." That same Jesus cried out one last time. Yes, he did. "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit," and laid his head in the lock of his shoulder and expired. That same Jesus laid him in a borrowed tomb. But early, by early the first day of the week, my rock in a weary land, my rose of Sharon, my bright and morning star, my help when I'm helpless, my hope when I'm hopeless, my redeemer, my loving brother, he got up, oh, power in heaven and earth in his hand. Good evening, my Lord. I know you're gonna have some hard times, but hold on to God's unchanging hand. Look to the hill which cometh all of our help. Our help come from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord in hard times. Wait on the Lord in good times. Wait on the Lord in sick time. Wait on the Lord in well time. Wait on the Lord if you lose your job. Wait on the Lord if you lose your car. Wait on the Lord if you lose your home. Wait on the Lord if you lose your bank account. Wait on the Lord wherever you lose. Wait on the Lord. He will. He will. He will. He will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Oh, there'll be some times when you just feel like giving up, but don't give up. Don't quit. Trust in the Lord. No matter what. Wait on the Lord. No matter what. Because it's all in his hands. And we are in his hands. You keep reading through there, you'll find that Brother Elijah never did go back that way. He kept going south, Brother Lavalley. He never did go back to the northern kingdom for whatever reason. He kept going south. But God had to bring him to that breaking point. Sometimes God has to bring us to our breaking point. And if you notice the theme through Elijah's ministry, he felt he was the only one doing anything for the Lord. I alone is left. But he was not the only one. God said, I got thousands that have never bowed down to Baal nor kissed. So God has somebody else also on the battlefield. And whatever you are experiencing, my daughter, somebody else is worse off than you are. And you are not the only one having a difficult time if you're having a difficult time. You're not the only one. There's a lot of people that are far worse off than you. When we begin to just see ourselves and not God, we feel like we're the only one that's walking the floor at midnight. Sister Price used to say something all the time. Ain't no use to me staying up all night since God don't sleep. I might well go and get my rest. So ain't you staying up all night since God, he don't sleep nor slumber. Amen. Might as well pray. Read your scripture and go to bed. Because he will fix it if you let him. Doors of church is open. If there be one this morning. Doors of church is open. If there be one, won't you come this morning? You can come by letter, Christian experience, or baptism. But the Bible says, whosoever will, let them come. If you be present this morning, won't you come? If you want to give your life to Christ, won't you come? If you be present. If you've been trotting down the road of life, and you know that you have not truly surrendered to Christ, your whole being, and you want to do that this morning, we invite you to come. We give you that privilege this morning. All we have is this morning's Him. He says, if you believe with your heart, if you acknowledge the Lord, Jesus as Lord in your life, and believe in your heart, acknowledge Him with your mouth, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. So whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you be present, won't you come this morning? We extend that privilege to you this morning. Amen. We've done as God commanded us to do, yet there's room to do more. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let's go wash.
Won't He make you?
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Assist me in bringing this message today as we continue our teaching upon the subject that is so near and dear all of our hearts, prayer. All right, I want you to come on to this mic if you want to volunteer to be a reader. You ain't got to be a minister. If you just feel like you want to share today, I just want to, don't be all day now. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to go through several verses, so you don't have to stand. Luke 11:1, I want to begin there.